During Paul's imprisonment in Rome, he came into contact with a runaway slave named Onesimus, whom he brought to faith in Christ. Onesimus came from the city of Colossae in Phrygia. In the first century AD, about 60 million people in the Roman Empire were living in bondage. Slaves had no civil rights, no freedom, and no means of protection. But in Christian circles, much was being done to improve their living conditions. Onesimus belonged to a Christian in Colossae named Philemon, who had been converted by Paul probably during the years of the apostles' ministry in Ephesus. Philemon was wealthy and had a large house where the church in Colossae used to meet for worship. Like all well-to-do people, he had servants, some of whom were slaves. While in Rome, Onesimus became very useful to Paul in prison. The apostle loved him as a son and longed to keep him as his helper, but he knew that the young man had to go back to his owner. It was the only way to put things right between Philemon and his repentant slave. Onesimus, however, could be punished on his return, as he was not only a fugitive, but had also apparently defrauded his master. In the Roman Empire, no mercy was shown to a renegade slave. As the young man was willing to go back and ask forgiveness for the wrong he had done, Paul wrote a short, touching letter to Philemon, pleading the cause of his spiritual son. The style is courteous and tactful, expressing a spirit of brotherly love. The apostle writes to Philemon as to a dear friend and fellow worker. He sends his greetings to Apphia, who was probably Philemon's wife, to Archippus, who may have been their son, and to the church that met in their home, invoking the grace and peace of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ upon them all. He thanks God for Philemon's faith and love, and prays that he might come to an ever greater understanding of all the blessings they shared in Christ. Paul adds that Philemon's love for God's people had brought him great joy and much encouragement, and had refreshed the hearts of many believers. Therefore, says Paul, even though I could be bold and order you to do what ought to be done, yet love compels me to make a request instead. Then the apostle launches into a moving appeal for Onesimus. I, Paul, an old man and a prisoner for Christ Jesus, I plead for my son, who became my son while I was in chains. The name Onesimus means useful, and so Paul uses the name to make a play on words. Formerly he was useless to you, he writes, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, and with him goes my heart. I would have liked to keep him here with me while I am in prison for the gospel's sake, so that he could help me in your place. But I am unwilling to do anything without your consent, as I do not want to force you to help me. I would much rather that you do so of your own free will. Paul suggests that Onesimus had been taken away from his master for a short time, so that he could be given back to him for good, no longer as a servant, he writes, but better than a servant, as a dear brother, dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me to be a friend, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, will pay you back. I am writing this with my own hand, not to mention that you owe me your very self. The apostle adds that he is confident that Philemon will do all that is required, and even more. And so, my brother, he writes, please do me this favor for the Lord's sake. Paul ends the letter by asking Philemon to prepare a guest room for him, as he looks forward to being released in the near future. I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers, he says. In his closing greetings, Paul mentions the friends and fellow workers who were with him. Epaphras, Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, the beloved physician. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, he writes, as a final blessing. Next episode, the Epistle to the Ephesians.